How do you understand your company's reputation as an employer? Metrics vary from company to company, making it hard to benchmark your progress against competitors. This is where the Employer Brand Index comes in. It analyzes what employees, candidates, and alumni are saying about your company and quantifies these findings into a single score. We can even dive into your talent competitors to really understand how competitive your employer brand is. Our team of talent analysts collect all available data points, discover patterns, and deliver a report full of insights and recommendations. Want to know more? Go to employerbrandindex.co.
Hey, son, Cerveza, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by your friends here at Link Humans. We are, of course, fine purveyors of data-driven employer brand insights. Today, we're going to chat to a global technology company that develops safer, greener, and more connected solutions, which enable the future of mobility. So with well over 100,000 employees worldwide and components and parts in your car, most likely, you may not be familiar with this company unless you work in the automotive sector. And therein lies one big challenge for employer brand at this organization. Rev up your engines and let's start the show. Hey, Joanna, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Jorgen and everyone.
So who are you and what do you do, Joanna?
That's a tough question. Well, I'm a global and director of employer branding at Aptiv, and my work helps manage and influence our company global reputation as an employer. I started my professional career as a journalist for a local TV and branch business magazines. But after I graduated, I actually cheated on journalism and moved towards public relations. Among others, I hold the position of global PR manager for IoT startup company, where I got the chance to create the first multi-channel and international employer branding campaign. And this was the time when I absolutely felt in love with this assignment and knew immediately that there is no way back and I need to pursue my dreams. And this is the story of how I found the job at Aptiv.
Yeah, how long have you been with Aptiv?
In April, it will be already 4 years. I actually started as a coordinator on a local level. I was responsible for employer branding for Krakow Technical Center. But after a while, I got this additional assignment to lead our employer branding activities across EMEA region. And exactly 1 year ago, in March 2020, I was promoted to the enterprise level and got the opportunity to redesign our employer branding image on the global level.
Very exciting. Okay. And I'm sure a background in journalism and PR has helped you a lot in this role. So let me ask you as well about Aptiv, the company, for those listening who have never heard of the company. What is it?
We are a global new technology company that creates technologies that make our world safer, greener, and more connected place. And I'm saying it almost in a one breath, because this is a kind of mantra that is part of our company DNA and the mission that each employee understands and believes in. You may not know us, our name, but you definitely know our products. Are you a driver? Do you have a driving license?
I do. I prefer my bicycle, but yes, I do.
Okay.
Car.
So if your car has a radar-based smart cruise control, so a system that automatically controls the speed of a motor vehicle, or if the car has a pedestrian detection system with full automatic braking, this means that you're using our technology, because our engineers are designing and producing advanced safety and user experience solutions, as well as the whole electrical distribution systems for all major OEMs on the market.
Nice. So automotive technology, can we put that label on it?
Yes. Yeah.
Great. And it's quite a big company as well. You've got about 150,000 people, yeah?
Actually, we've recounted since this year, the new number is 180,000 Aptivians globally, located in 44 countries.
Nice. Okay. And what is the talent challenge for Aptiv?
Today, we are actually looking at totally different talent pools comparing to what was required just, you know, even one decade ago. The truth is, and you probably noticed that sitting in your car, that the cars today are actually kind of software-defined platforms, right? We needed to adjust our capabilities, our team structure to this new reality. Right now, one third, something like that, of our engineers are actually software developers, shipping, you know, over 40 billion lines of code on a daily basis. And that shift towards new technology space was also one of the reasons why we decided recently to reshape our candidate messaging to reach the right target groups.
Great. Okay. Tell us about the Aptiv employer brand revamp, which I believe you very recently launched.
It was 10 months of the work of our employer branding community within Aptiv. We rewrote our messaging to, as I said, ensure that we are speaking to the right target groups, that our communication reflects our values and attracts the new generations, both women and men. What may be interesting is that during the design part, we worked with our employees to ensure that this new employer brand better resonates with them, regardless of the competency or the country they are sitting in. That it just better represents our diverse team.
And so when you mentioned women and men, is it fair to assume that because you're in the automotive space, that it's you have more male workers than female?
Well, this is fair to assume, and it's actually the industry trend. But all of the companies from the space, us included, we are trying to change this ratio, right? We are trying to show that this space is a fantastic opportunity for growth to anyone, regardless of gender or ethnicity. So this is why we actively organizing workshops, working not only with students, but also with high schools. Even recently, we had a project where we tried to engage and encourage small children to pursue careers in STEM. So this is the work that has to be done from earliest years.
Yes, great stuff. And what would you say is the synergy between Aptiv's product brand and the employer brand? Or is there any synergy?
Actually, everything that we do in employer branding starts and ends with our product. If you go to our website, if you check our video channels, you will rarely see that we showcase our employees with their hobbies or that we boast about the benefits that we offer. Actually, when we had conversations with our employees, we understood that our products should and our technologies should be in the center of all employer branding activities. So you can see them on our in our visual communication. You can see it as a themes of our meetups. You can see it in our job descriptions and with our community outreach work as well. And the bottom line is, I guess, that our employees are extremely proud of their work. And with whatever we do in employer branding, we try to capture this passion the best way we can.
Nice. Okay. And moving on to EVP. So you've launched a new career website, and that's usually when we talk websites, that's usually a Trojan horse for rethinking communications as well, in my experience. And I know you, your EVP is more crystallized now. So can you talk us through what the EVP is, how you arrived at it, if there are any pillars and so on?
Yes, we can. Well, based on the research with the focus groups from different countries, different levels of the organizations, different segments, we came up with an EVP that consists of two major pillars. Mm. The first one is our mission. We state that with us, employees create safer, greener, and more connected future. And you asked how we came up with that. So, you know, when I'm talking to our employees and ask them why they want to be part of our team after even 5, 10, or even 20 years, yeah, or why they came back from different companies, they admit that they have a purpose here. And it's not that they are, you know, working on another software app. They're helping save lives, mitigate the risks of accidents. They offer solutions that reduce emissions. And finally, they make vehicles talk to each other and the whole infrastructure around them. And at the end of the day, the solutions are protecting also them and their families. And that's something tangible that we try to highlight on every stage of the recruitment process. And the second pillar is one team, which is our value and also the essence of our culture. I like to think that Aptiv is a place for sharp, ambitious people who want to continuously learn something new from each other, right? Upgrade themselves, work hard towards achieving this common mission that I just mentioned. It's not a culture focused on individuals, but instead this is the culture focused on a collaborative approach. So this is how we've landed on our tagline, Together Let's Change Tomorrow, where together stands for the teamwork and changing tomorrow explains our business and personal purpose.
Nice. Okay. And where can employees and prospective employees, where would they see this tagline?
All over our new website. So please visit jobs.aptiv.com. In all our materials, we've actually integrated this campaign with our internal activities to make sure that it's consistent, that it's not something that only attracts the external candidates, right? But something that engage our employees inside.
Yeah, that's so important to go internal first almost and then external. But just going back to the EVP, it's refreshing to hear an EVP with two pillars because there's normally three or more. Sometimes you get pillar inflation and you get up to six or seven. So it's essentially your mission, and then it's the one team message.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The collaborative approach, yes.
Yeah, it's good to give a nod to the existing corporate furniture. So if you have a mission or whatever purpose might be for business, to incorporate that in the EVP. And I'm sure that will also help you to get it over the line, perhaps, with senior leaders.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually the case. All right. So, Joanna, how do you go about measuring the impact of employer brand in general, and perhaps also, you know, when you do new campaigns or when you redesign a career website, are there any metrics that you look at and you report on?
So we are lucky that with this rebranding, we've also transitioned the new platform, Talent Brew, mm-hmm. that enables us to see and analyze more metrics. So each month we are measuring how we attract candidates. So we are checking the number of visits, source of visits, and source of applications. Then we measure how we inform candidates. So what's the number of page views? What's the time spent on the site? Which content resonates and which is just omitted by the visitors? And last but not the least, we measure how we convert candidates. So we compare the number of visits versus the number of applications. We check the quality of applicants. We have also ability on the website to sign up for job alerts. So we check who's interested, what kind of jobs or competencies are the most popular. Is it mirroring our needs? That would be the major statistics that we are looking at.
Yeah, well, that sounds like quite a lot, very scientific. That's great. Okay, so and what would be some of your top tips to other employer brand professionals listening to this right now?
Okay, so three tips. I think first, you have to know your audience. It's not always about the market trends or what the stakeholders expect from you. You have to talk to your employees to find out how to attract talents exactly like them. The second tip would be to remember that employees are always your best ambassadors. So you should engage them and let them feel almost the authors of your employer branding campaigns. And the third tip would be to never oversell your company. The last thing you want is to hear that the candidate left because he or she felt deceived, right?
Absolutely, yes. They want to sell a false dream. Great. Okay. And Ioana, what is it that makes your job so special? What gets you up in the morning?
Well, first of all, my team, people I work with. And second of all, seeing how a single photo, a video or an event helps our team shine and inspire others to enter the new chapter and decide to join our company. This is amazing feeling.
Fantastic. All right. So my final question is, where can our listeners connect with yourself, first of all, and also where can they learn more about Aptiv?
I would be glad to connect with listeners via LinkedIn. This is, I think, the easiest way for us to start the conversation. And if you want to know more about Aptiv, please visit jobs.aptiv.com, where you can see our brand new website. You can also, and I encourage you to visit our video channels. We create lots of video series that I hope will be an inspiration for you and your team.
Do you have any specific hashtags?
Yes, it's actually Together, Let's Change Tomorrow. And the second hashtag is It's Our Move.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It was pure pleasure.
Okay, there we go, folks. Be sure to reach out to Ioana on LinkedIn and other places. And please make sure to thank her ever so much for sharing her insights on the show. And you may want to consider subscribing to this podcast. You can do so at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, and all the other places. And if you really enjoyed it, please help us out by leaving a review somewhere on the internet. Now, how do you measure employer brand? I mean, you can win awards, the kind that you see posted on Instagram and other places. You can fulfill a good supply of qualified candidates. You can impact retention. But how do you measure how you're really performing in the eyes of candidates, employees, and alumni? We have developed the Link Humans Index to help practitioners like yourself understand your company's reputation as an employer. It gives you a quantitative and qualitative understanding of what candidates, employees, and alumni think, presented in an easily understandable and actionable report. Happy to discuss and show you a sample report. Just get in touch or head on over to employerbrandindex.co. And that was it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to catching up next time. Hey!
How do you call an American bee?
No, I don't.
USB.